In this series that we've been noticing, Passages to Ponder, we've briefly examined these passages so far. Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12, the Beatitudes of the Kingdom. Here we saw the character and blessedness of those who would be citizens of the Kingdom of Heaven. We noticed Mark chapter 7, the defilements of the heart, where the writer here, Mark, talks about the source of evil and sin that defiles mankind. Then we notice Paul's qualities of love from 1 Corinthians 13. He talked here about the kind of love that is possible in the lives of all those who would follow Jesus. Then we talked about Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21, and the works of the flesh. Here Paul talks about the works of the flesh that can prevent one from entering the kingdom of God. We followed that up in the same chapter, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, with the fruit of the Spirit. And Paul contrasted the works of the flesh by telling us that the fruit born in the life of those led by the Spirit of God are in direct contrast to the works of the flesh that prevent us from entering the kingdom of heaven. Last week, we spoke about the unity of the Spirit from Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6. And the unity of the Spirit is that which we must diligently preserve in our lives. Today, we're going to talk about the apparel of Christ. We find that in Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. In the context here, we understand that Christians have been raised with Christ. In verse 1 of chapter 3, Paul writes, "If then you were raised with Christ." The word "if" here is the condition of the first class. It's assumed as true, according to Robertson's word pictures. Verses 12 through 13, he talks about that we were raised with Christ in baptism. Being raised with Christ offers new opportunities. And the context tells us also that Christians are to seek things above, look for things above, spiritual things. He says in verse 1, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. In verse 2, he says, setting your minds on things above and not on earthly things. In verse 3, he says that it's because in Christ we died, which is another allusion to baptism, Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. And he tells us in verses 3 and 4 of Colossians 3 that our life is now in Christ if we've been baptized. It's hidden to the world, but one day will be made evident to everyone. And he tells us here that being raised with Christ should lead us to have a new mindset, a new outlook. He goes on in Colossians 3 in verse 5 and tells us that we're to put off the old man by putting to death things like fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness. He continues this thought in verse 6 by telling us that God's wrath will come upon those who practice such things, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness. And then he goes on in verses 7 through 9 and tells us that we once walked in such things, but now we are to put off anger, malice, wrath, blasphemy, filthy language. So he tells us here that these types of sins that we've looked at in both the defilements of the heart from Mark chapter 7 and the works of the flesh from Galatians 5 are what he's talking about here, that we need to put these things away from us. Don't practice such things. And being raised with Christ should lead us to live a new and different lifestyle. He goes on in this context and tells us that Christians are to put on the new man. He tells us in Colossians 3, in our text here, in verse 10, that we are renewed in our knowledge according to the image of God who created us. We're no longer, he says, Greek or Jew or any other thing, because we are like Christ. Colossians 3 and verse 11. And he tells us that being raised with Christ should lead us to live a Christ-like life. Now, what Christ-likeness involves is seen as we consider the apparel of Christ in Colossians 3, beginning in verse 12 through 17. And that is that those things that we should put on, in other words, in the Greek word, it means clothe, how we should clothe ourselves as God's elect people, holy and beloved. So the meaning here of what he talks about is the necessary apparel, the necessary clothing that we must wear as children of God. He talks about the tender mercies, and this comes from the King James Version. It talks about bowels of mercy. And the Greek words here, I'm not going to be able to pronounce all of them, but they basically mean, the first word literally means bowels. For the bowels were regarded by the Hebrew as the seat of the tender affections, especially kindness, benevolence, and compassion. The second word describes compassion, pity, mercy. And so we are to have bowels in compassion resides. Or, as we might say today, a heart of compassion. The second part of apparel here is kindness. Basically means gentleness, kindness, the word itself. A third garment, third piece of this garment is humility. The King James Version would say humbleness of mind. And the Greek word means to have a humble opinion of oneself, a deep sense of one's own moral or littleness, modesty, humility, and lowliness of mind. And a word very similar to that in this apparel is meekness. It means gentleness or mildness, according to the Greek. And then long-suffering is another article. It means patience, forbearance, long-suffering, slow in avenging the wrongs that have been done to us. And then another article is bearing with one another. Again, the King James Version would say forbearing one another. In the Greek here, it means to sustain, to bear, to endure. Forgiving one another is another article of this apparel. The Greek word means to do something pleasant or agreeable, to do a favor to gratify, to grant forgiveness, to pardon. So what I learned from this is that we must forgive just as the Lord forgave us. And then finally, this apparel includes love, the bond of perfection, the King James Version says. And the Greek word is agape, active goodwill, benevolence. The New International Version says here that it is that which binds them all together in perfect unity, everything that we've talked about in this apparel. The perfect tie that binds the other virtues together, like a belt that binds holding pieces of clothing together. Without love, the other virtues cannot last. With it, they can easily be maintained. Now, this is the spiritual apparel that we are to adorn or wear in our life serving Christ. But just like with any other apparel, there are accessories that we need to have. He tells us in verse 15 of Colossians 3 that we need to have the peace of God. We're to let the peace of God rule in our hearts, because in Christ, who is our peace, has made us one body, Ephesians 2, for which we should be thankful. And also another accessory is the word of Christ, Colossians 3 and verse 16. Here we are to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, by teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, as we sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. Verse 17, he talks about that another accessory is the authority of Christ, where we are to do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, that is, by his authority. And we're to have an attitude of gratitude, as some would say, giving thanks to God. Now, these accessories are going to reinforce the spiritual apparel that we are to put on. And properly adorned with the apparel of Christ, we will live up to our calling as God's elect people, holy and beloved, Colossians 3 and verse 12. So let's make a few applications here. This adornment is not the physical clothing that we wear. It is a spiritual adornment. And that begins when we are raised with Christ. The premier in this passage is that we have been raised with Christ, Colossians 3 and verse 1. And as we noted earlier, that involves baptism, Colossians 2 verses 11 and 12. And in baptism, we put on Christ. That's the principle, Galatians 3 and verse 27. And it's only then that we can really, really put on the new man, the practice that we make in our lives. This adornment begins by being raised in Christ, but it requires a new and different mindset. Paul says in Colossians 3 and verse 1 that when you have this mindset, you are thinking or seeking those things that are above where Christ is. A mindset on things above, not on worldly or physical or carnal things on the earth, Colossians 3 and verse 2. And just as Paul wrote in other places, a mindset on things that are, as he would say in Philippians 4 and verse 8, virtuous and praiseworthy. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 8, that our mindset is going to be on things of the Spirit and not on things of the flesh. It's only then that we can really put off the old man and put on the new man. As we make this application, adornment begins by being raised with Christ, by being baptized into Christ. It requires a new mindset, but it also requires a concentrated effort. It doesn't come naturally, not without effort. We have to cast off the old man with its works of darkness, Romans 13, verses 12 and 13. And we have to make the effort to put on the new man, the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 13 and verse 14. Paul would write in other passages that we must work out our own salvation, Philippians 2, verses 12 and 13. But you know, we have help. With God's aid, there's not anything that we cannot do, but it still takes a diligent effort on our part. You know, what a wonderful opportunity that God has given us to be raised with Christ and forgiven of all our sin, to put aside the old man with its sinful corruption, to put on a new man, which is created in the image of Christ. But you know, it is an opportunity that is only for those who make the effort, who are willing to die with Christ in baptism, who are setting their minds on things above, and who are putting off sinful conduct, adorning the apparel of Christ. I hope and pray that passages like this in Colossians 3 and verses 12 through 17 will motivate us to take advantage of God's given opportunity to be obedient children of His and to put Christ on in baptism. It may be that you disagree with this lesson. If you do, then you can find me on Facebook, or you can look up this lesson again and listen to it again at the church's website. That's church at eastside.com. We'll also have a gospel meeting beginning today. The regular times on Sunday are 9, 10, and 5. And then Monday through Friday, we'll have meeting times at 7 p.m. each night with Brother Heath Rogers coming to join us for the week. He will speak on the Godhead and how that applies to us today. Again, I want to thank you for being with me and encourage you to join us during the week at Eastside Church of Christ.